On Thursday, a city crew was installing a dozen refrigerators outdoors at the downtown food truck court between Madison and Gaines Streets. The fridges, lent from appliance store H.H. Gregg, are part of a pop-up art project put on by the Lemoyne Center for the Arts. Executive Director Ann Kozalewski says the project is called Everyone's First Gallery.
Everyone had their artwork at some time or another on a refrigerator. That's where we all start.
On Friday, the fridges will be adorned with children's artwork, and the city will invite the public to add their own creations. It's part of Lemoyne's 50th anniversary celebration.
This is just a fun way. It's unusual, kind of shakes things up a little bit, and gets people thinking.
Downtown Diggin' kicks off at 5:30 with a volleyball tournament. After all, the two sandy courts next to the food truck circle are the reason for this celebration, says Parks and Rec manager Ashley Edwards.
They're always looking for new and innovative and creative ways to kind of bring some energy to downtown that'll get folks in the downtown area.
Tallahassee city commissioners and local media personalities will face off against one another, and the public is invited to BYOB, that's Bring Your Own Balls, and join in. And because it isn't a food truck court without food trucks, several of the mobile eateries will be stationed nearby.
And then who doesn't like to eat? So you got everything covered.
The pop-up art show will stay on display at the food truck court for 1 or 2 weeks, and the new downtown volleyball courts will always be open to the public. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.